You're listening to Bollywood Weekly. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Bollywood Weekly. We are making history today. We have the first ever Chinese guest on the podcast, Woo-hoo! Ashley Liang.
Hi, hi, everyone. I'm excited to be here.
Straight from China / Toronto.
And the Raptors won the first game from NBA, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know how many people care. Anyway, okay, and then we also have Aishu, second podcast in a row.
Woo! I feel special now.
And Divya, who is the least excited to be here, I think.
I'm shy.
It's not the same Divya that I am.
Okay, so as you've probably realized from looking at the title, this is not a regular podcast. And the reason for that is that for various reasons, I am currently stuck in a French village for the next few weeks.
Don't say stuck.
Trapped.
I am currently located in a French village where obviously watching the latest movies isn't possible. So instead, we're going to watch and review a bunch of movies that we have missed out over the last year or two, which, as has been well documented, this podcast hasn't been the most consistent. We're still not going to be consistent, but we'll do what we can. Okay, so we're going to review Karwa. And the reason for that is I gave everyone a list of movies to watch. And this was the movie that they picked. Divya used IMDb as her metric and realized that it's a bad gauge of judging Hindi movies.
The movie was interesting.
You fell asleep for half of it, so I don't know.
We're at 7.5 on IMDb, so it was disappointing.
And I used Dulquer Salman as my he's a Mallu actor, actually. So I've seen in Malu movies and stuff, and I'm like, okay, it'd be cool to see a Bollywood movie with this guy.
And Ashley was there, so.
by default. I just happened to be there, you know. Yeah. It was destiny.
Yeah. But okay, so to give Ashley some context and listeners who have forgotten or don't know about this movie. When this movie came out, it had a reasonable amount of buzz because it was one of those movies which was not a super big budget blockbuster movie, but it had Dulquer Salman, who is the lead actor, who is a really popular actor in Kerala.
And he's quite cute.
Yeah, I'll say the same.
Sure, that. And then it also had Mithila Palkar, who it was her first movie, but she's really popular, at least among like younger people, because she's been in a couple of Netflix shows and like YouTube videos and a bunch of other stuff. And Irfan Khan is like a really popular, like he's not a star, but he's known to be like a really good actor.
Okay.
I was trying to think of a Hollywood equivalent on my way here, but I couldn't think of anyone.
He's been in Hollywood.
He has also been in Hollywood. Yeah, he was in the Spider-Man movie and The Namesake.
Which Spider-Man movie?
I don't know. There have been too many now for me to keep track. But
okay.
I
think the cartoon one, right?
No. Came
out last year.
I think it was the... I don't even remember.
Anyway.
I want to say Amazing Spider-Man, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
But yeah, he's been in a bunch of other movies as well, actually. But anyway, so... People were kind of excited about it, thinking that, okay, this will be one of those movies that's like different and, you know, not the usual typical cliche Bollywood stuff. I know that's what you wanted, Ashley. So,
wait,
sorry.
By people, are you talking about us?
No, about what? General.
Because I thought it would be a Bollywood movie.
Yeah, you are not people. But then I think the reviews in general were decently good, hence the 7.6. Mm-hmm. But I think the main criticism was that it was a bit too slow.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think we also all felt, right?
Yeah, but I also think that's the nature of like those road trip movies. You know, people were just like go on the trip without like a destination or without knowing what's going on the trip. So like that's the general pace, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I wasn't expecting like it to be like too exciting, like too thrilled that you have every like an accident or like, you know, a big shot like after 5 minutes or so.
But what you do expect from road trip movies is that they show good visuals of the road.
Oh, they did. I got excited about South India,
It's so much more beautiful than that. Like, trust me, it is so much more. Like, they could have done so much with it. Like, even that it's set in South India, like, I mean, there's so many like authentic things of the place that they could have brought it. Even if not that, even the landscapes, I felt like there was one river scene that they had where they picked like this really brown river to shoot.
I know you're from Kerala,
so
but that's what it looks like.
No, they're not.
That's not the bad part of
Kerala. Those are the worst ones. And there are much better ones, and they could have been a little picky in what they chose to
shoot. I don't
know.
When was the last time you went back? Maybe it changed.
To be honest, I thought the first half, the cinematography was good. I thought they were doing a good job of showing the landscape. But then I felt like in the second half, it was just, they were just repeating the same shots over and over again. It didn't, because they went from like one place to another, and they had a bunch of detours on the way. And it, I didn't feel that there was any variety. It just felt like they were on this long journey through the same place. And they were just going further and further.
Like, I'm comparing it to a highway. And I thought those shots were like really good. Both even
so
like
very different type of movie though.
Very different type, but like still on the road, and I felt like they got more of the road. Like it was so beautiful though.
Maybe it's the budget issue.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
they were
possible.
Actually shooting on the same highway.
That's quite likely actually. But in terms of the movie itself, I didn't mind it, to be honest. I thought it was like 7.5 is probably around right.
What?
Okay,
so
I mean maybe 7
I mean,
or 6.5.
I would say that I had an opinion on the movie, but I don't, because I slept through it because it was so boring. It was just like you kept waiting for something to happen, and you knew how it would end from the beginning, and like the most random stuff, like it was so difficult to follow. It was really boring.
But I mean, this is like a, it's a character driven movie, right? Not necessarily a plot driven movie.
But there was no character.
Of course there was no.
Yeah.
No.
Because I think, I mean, Irfan's character was very random. Like, I don't understand what he was there for apart from comic relief, I guess. But I thought like the whole Dulquer's character and Mithila's character and the interaction between them, I liked those parts. I thought
but I feel like my problem with those was they didn't develop through the movie. They were the same in scene one, and they were the same in like at the end. So there was no...
Fair enough.
Yeah.
No, something was changed, no? Like, the guy didn't like his father, and finally, like, after he's seen what his father wrote to like his bosses, then he started to understand that, oh, my father actually loved me, and then he finally like said whatever he said at the blessing thing. So I think the character did change from the beginning to the end. That's the part you missed. But and also like what I like about the movie is actually the lines. Like I find that some of the lines are actually very interesting. Like
I got the translation of the lines.
Yeah, the English translation of the lines are pretty good. So.
That is true, I think. Even the Hindi versions of the lines, like the dialogues, I think they did a really good job with what they were writing. And I felt even Irfan's role was fun. Like, I mean, Irfan has a character of his own, and you know, he's got good comic timing, and like I feel that works for him in these movies. And like, yeah, it was funny. Like, some of the dialogues are like really funny with the goras and the, you know, where he met the white guys, and then they were like, it was funny.
I had a couple good laughs, like, you know, about the lines too.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. I felt that they could have done more with it though. Like, I felt like a lot of the fun or funny moments were kind of just came and went very quickly, and they could have done a bit more to just like milk those. And I also felt like it came like very few, like it was very few and far between. Like, the movie was a bit slow in general. I think they could have quickened the pace a little bit, focused a bit more on those nice moments.
I agree.
Like, there was a lot of, I felt, unnecessary stuff that happened.
Like, there were funny lines, but there were no funny scenes.
Yeah.
So it was just like, okay, I've laughed, now let something else happen that's interesting. And then you wait 10 minutes and then like one more interesting.
And you fall asleep.
I think those funny moments, you have to find it yourself. Because like, I remember there were a couple of scenes that like his friend was like doing some stupid thing in the background. And then if you notice that, you'll be like, ha ha ha, what an idiot. And if you don't notice that, you're just like, oh, what are they doing?
Listening through most of the movies. Her words, exactly.
Oh, but speaking of that, like, I find the music in that movie are also quite nice. I really like the music.
Yeah. I agree. I thought the music was genuinely very nice.
Yeah.
Very non-Bollywood, but very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the songs too. In the end, also the one with Pratik Kuhar.
Yeah.
I think that one was also really nice. Like, they did a good job with the songs, and There was no unnecessary random song coming out of nowhere.
Except for that one, which was really funny. Though it was funny, so I liked it. But
the creep.
Aashiq hu creep nahi.
With the vibe.
That was super weird.
But it was funny. It was like, you're listening to it and it starts off like a very nice, like romantic, like guzzle. And then suddenly you're listening to the words, you're like, wait, this seems a bit off.
And even the fact that she was his wife.
That was so random.
They built the whole story up and then it's like pick up.
Yeah, it was like, also you saw that coming. It's like you watched that and you're like, she's gonna be the wife.
Really? That didn't hit my
mind. I saw it coming like when...
At the end.
The scene where it actually happened, like before he said it. As soon as like he walks into the room to ask, and I'm like, oh wait, I know what's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Until then, I didn't think so.
Yeah, but when he walks in the room, you're just like, yeah, this is gonna happen.
Okay.
Ashley, you need 3 more Hindi movies and you will see these happening.
Really? It happened in other movies before? Or how did you guys know?
I can't explain it. Yes, it's just, you expect that there's gonna be a twist or there's gonna be something.
And what kind of
unpredictable that's gonna happen.
Yeah, but like, and maybe the old man could have like rejected him or like give him like another.
That's true. That's 20 years ago. That's already been done.
Wow. Okay, didn't know movie for that expense. Okay, good. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, but in terms of acting, I thought Irfan was good, even though I didn't understand the purpose of his character.
No, I think maybe the purpose of the character is to create that contrast, right? Like, mm-hmm. I remember you asked the question in the beginning, saying like, oh, they're so different. How could they be friends? But...
Yeah, I mean, my thing was less how could they be friends, but it was more that they didn't explain how these two people became friends in the first place. Like, how did they meet or how did they, whatever.
Which, you don't have to explain that, do you?
I guess not, but I just found it... kind of confusing, but
on the acting line, I felt even Dulkar, like, he's generally like a toned down person, but like I felt like he could have done better. Like, although I really like him and I think he's really cute.
But how much of that is the character? Because his character is very shy and reserved.
I don't know. Like, maybe it's a direction or something, like, you know, to capture his I think they could have done more. Like, especially the scenes where he met his ex. You know, there could have been so many, like, emotions that could have been brought out in those scenes. And I felt, you know, they kind of touched upon it, but they rushed through all of it, like.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, maybe that was, like, what they were trying to do with the movie. Because they never went deep with anything.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, beginning to end, they were just trying to touch upon different things. I don't know. Maybe that was the intention.
Mithila was just herself, basically.
The teenage... You know,
I mean, this, like, she's just her character from Little Things and from all her videos.
But I when I was watching the movie,
slightly more alcoholic version.
But when I was watching the movie, there was a thought came to mind, was like, I thought she and the male character were gonna get together. I guess he went with the elevator girl instead. Like,
no, because she was a child.
I know, but because like they have those moments, you know, like you opened up to the other person and you talked about like,
he opened a room. He just walked in. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And then the teenage girl, like, you know, alcoholic teenage girl walking to your room in the middle of the night and, you know, I don't know, sit on your bed. And that was kind of.
I felt like they had a very sibling vibe from the start. Like, I would have been very surprised if something had happened.
Really? And I'm very glad that nothing happened because it's...
Yeah, but it's just like when you were watching that, you thought this is what it's leading to.
No, yeah, I don't know. I somehow didn't think that was going to happen.
Okay. You and his ex-girlfriend both thought the same thing.
So
they did try to bring that sort of aspect also then, because even the ex-girlfriend said, is there something going on?
But he also told his ex-girlfriend that, you know, she was the first person or the only person that he opened up to. But he was like, oh, I don't know why, but, like, you know, I just told her whatever. I haven't told anybody else before.
Yeah, siblings. In my head, that was siblings.
Yeah, okay, cool. So we're thinking.
Yeah.
No.
I also thought, I mean, which was expected, I guess, but, like, the end was all very...
Happy ending.
Quick and convenient and, like, everything is just, oh, okay, he gets the girl. She's whatever, doing her own thing.
You know what I would have liked to see? How he got with the elevator girl at the end. Like, yeah, that would have been so awkward, but like they needed one scene.
Yeah.
Like for how, on how they actually spoke to each other at some point.
Yeah, I mean the scene that where they gave him closure was the whole him quitting his job, which I felt was also a bit very cliched and predictable. But yeah, I think it would have been more interesting to actually see the elevator, especially because that was one of the funniest moments of the movie, where the part where he ruins it, or where Irfan ruins it for him. And he's like, oh, I'm delivering a package for a client. And he just comes in and he's like, ha, lash maa pe pada.
Kaske bandha hai or something like that. You've tied it really tightly with the dead body.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was funny.
Yeah, I like that scene as well.
Okay. Anything to add? There wasn't like a whole lot. Apart from that, this could have been probably 20 to 30 minutes shorter, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't think the problem was with the length of the movie, because even if it was shorter, I would still fall asleep.
It actually wasn't that long. It was only about 2 hours.
The content. There was just nothing. I mean,
I think it was the pace more than the,
But I also agree with Aishu that, you know, they could have made the character more complicated. Like, I felt like there should have been more going on, like, you know, in the main character's mind. Mm. And you can see that coming, right? Like, how he was, like, you know, fighting his father. He had this love-hate relationship and he didn't like his job. And then, you know, his passion for photography and all that stuff.
The emotions were all there, but it never really came out.
Yeah. And I guess also, like, because, Akash Khurana was the director. It's his first film, basically, that he's directing. And I mean, he's written or helped write a couple of other films, but like, I think the kind of, the fact that he's new to this kind of shows, I guess, because he's not able to fully bring out all of the emotions. And I think even like at the script level, they could have probably done more with it to just help bring those out.
Yeah.
I feel like if this one met like a Karan Johar film halfway, that would have been the right moment. It would have, like,
I wouldn't say halfway.
Halfway.
Yeah. Like 30% maybe.
No, 30% on the Karan Johar side.
Yeah.
Or maybe like, more lines. Or maybe more lines as well. You know, like how they could have more conversations like during the trip. Or like they could have more conversations with other people to like kind of show other side of their personalities or characters. Yeah. Just like I was thinking about like what's that movie? Like Before Sunrise by Alan Woody. And it was basically about two strangers, like, you know, met on the train and they spent one day together.
Yeah.
And they were basically just talking. And they were also like strolling down the street and seeing random stuff. And then all of a sudden that triggered their memory about like something happened in the past or like, you know, whatever relationship problems that they have. Like they could have done something like that, you know, just build more stuff to the character that would make the film more interesting.
I think that's the most insightful comment on this podcast for like
really?
Months.
Oh wow.
Ashley,
can you come every week? Can we just watch Bollywood movie together every week?
I'll start charging the consultancy fees, you know.
Yeah, and you're gonna be in Singapore as well, so you know.
Okay.
We can go watch movies in theaters there, which is nice.
Cool.
Okay. We move on to a bunch of trailers that we watched. So who wants to go first and pick a movie?
Which was the super aggressive one.
Kabir Singh.
It was too much. It was super intense and I felt all I saw is him shouting and screaming and anger and like, come on. Like, we got the point when you put it out there in the beginning, but they went on through the whole trailer just saying anger, anger, anger.
Yeah, but it was true. It was drunk and alcoholic, whatever, on drugs, angry guy, meets a girl, and is still angry. Yeah, still angry, still drunk, and still on drugs. It didn't make sense. Also, like, I don't know if you guys noticed, but, like, did you notice every time he punched somebody?
The sound effects were
They were just like, it was like the road rash kick. Like, it was the exact same. Yeah, it was really funny.
I don't know. I didn't really understand what's going on. I was asking the question when I was watching. I was like, did he become alcoholic or drunk and addict and all that stuff before he met a girl or after he met a girl? I wasn't clear.
Yeah.
And like drunk alcoholic, which was the other movie that Shahid played very similar
Urta
to this.
Urta Punjab.
That was really like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like because you see him performing this similar kind of role at such quality over there with this trailer, I'm like, never gonna live up.
I mean, so this movie is basically a remake of a Telugu movie called Arjun Reddy. Generic South Indian name got transformed to generic North Indian name. But, and that movie was basically extremely polarizing because the movie is basically about this like flawed guy who has all these issues and how he deals with them. And a lot of people really loved it. And the movie did well in the end, hence the remake. But a lot of people like really loved it and they were like, oh, this is amazing. This is super intense, super different. And then a lot of people just absolutely hated it. And they were just like, this guy is just toxic masculinity defined.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't be promoting this or glorifying this or giving people like this any attention, because then you'll have young impressionable college kids in India who think that this is okay to be like this.
Exactly. And I think the South Indian and South Indian and the overall Indian audience are very different. The audience enjoys this sort of violence. It happens much more in, I can imagine like Rajni movies and stuff like
that.
It happens in both. It's not that it doesn't happen in.
Rajni movies are more like exaggeration and like all of that.
Yeah, but even all this like the aggressiveness, like, I mean, yeah, I guess it's there in North Indian movies also.
I think it's the same.
But this was weird.
Yeah.
It's
just weird.
Yeah.
Which was the other one we saw?
Bharat.
Bharat.
Yeah.
then it insults the country.
Yeah, I spoke about this on the last podcast, so I'm gonna leave the stage to you guys. Yeah.
What was it about the trailer? So that's how memorable it was.
That he was born when India got independence,
yeah.
And his name is Bharat, obviously, and he met Madam Sir.
But what I didn't understand that trailer. There was no.
So, I mean, basically, again, from the trailer, I don't expect you to understand because I didn't understand either. But basically, the movie is a remake of a Korean movie called Ode to My Father.
Oh.
And the Korean movie is basically a story of a guy told through the lens of Korea's history.
Okay.
So it's the same concept. So this guy is born like when Korea gets independence or when Korea is like...
South Korea.
Korea. And it's basically about how at various points in Korea's history, events that happen and what he's doing at those moments and how those moments affect him and vice versa. And it's supposed to be really good.
But it's almost like a documentary, right? Or like from the third party or like point of view.
My understanding of the Korean movie is that it's a very kind of nice, feel-good that kind of movie. But for this, they've basically taken that and just like gone full Bollywood / Salman with it and made it just ridiculous. And
basically.
So,
I also I think personally, I just have a bias against Salman Khan and
me too.
Start watching him on screen and I switch off.
Me too. I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just him playing him. All the
basically.
Time.
Yeah, that's been him for the last 10 years or so.
But then we're promoting it as an audience. Like, what is going on? Like?
I have a fundamental problem with that.
But also, have you guys seen his comments that he's made about Priyanka Chopra?
What's that now?
Something about how she chose her husband over what?
Basically, yeah, it's like he's an idiot, basically. But so originally, this movie was supposed to be with Priyanka Chopra. And then she opted out of the movie because she was getting married.
Was getting shitty.
That I don't know. But she was like, oh, I'm getting married, blah, blah, to Nick Jonas. I have other stuff going on. So I don't have the time to commit to this anymore. I'm going to pull out. Which seems like a perfectly reasonable and logical decision to do. And so they got Katrina Kaif to come in. Not the worst option because like from a purely
business
box office perspective, Salman Katrina movies have historically done really well. So, you know, it's something the audience is going to be over.
Sorry, and can I say something though? I also like when she starts talking in Hindi, which is in any Bollywood movie she does, I can't take the movie seriously. But yeah, carry on.
But her Hindi's become much better.
Okay.
Like if you compare it to before,
yeah,
it's much better.
Well, what's wrong with her Hindi?
It doesn't exist.
That's harsh. I think that's harsh.
Okay. But no, okay, she's trying. She's trying.
Yeah. I think she's trying.
Okay.
And then basically, like, they were doing an interview, like Salman and Katrina together. And the interviewer is asking Katrina a question about her role and something or the other. And then in between, Salman just like interjects and like starts saying shit about Priyanka, and he just goes on this rant. He just says some ridiculous stuff. He's like, in this really passive-aggressive, sarcastic tone, he's like, yeah, there are many people who would have picked this movie over her husband, but she picked her husband, and I think that's really amazing. I really want to, like, you know, applaud her. And Katrina is just, literally, she was like, okay, Salman, relax. Like, like, those are her exact words. She's just like, okay, calm down. Like, just, and she's just embarrassed, and she's just like, oh my God, can you not do this on TV, on the air?
Was Salman and Priyanka ever a thing?
No.
I think that Salman and Priyanka were probably a thing, and Nick Jonas had an issue with that, and therefore Nick Jonas made her not do the movie.
Let's make a Bollywood movie.
The founding rule of this podcast is that there is going to be no gossip.
This is not gossip. This is worse.
This is a script.
Divya called it the educated guess.
But yeah, I just thought that whole exchange was ridiculous. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. Salman Khan seems to just be able to do anything, and it's fine. So.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
It really is.
And we as a nation promote that. Then we watch all his movies, and then he makes even more money.
Yeah.
Sad. Anyway.
Anyway, moving on.
What was the last one?
The last one was Article 15, which was a very intense trailer.
Oh, yes.
But I, at least, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. At least that's the only trailer that I cannot understand what's going on.
Yeah, it was intense. I feel like it would be an interesting story to tell, but it's not every audience's piece.
Yeah.
It will be a niche sort of movie.
Yeah.
I'm part of the audience that wouldn't be a fan. Not wouldn't be a fan. I think it would be interesting, but like, I would like to spend my free time watching something that doesn't require me to think.
And so depressing, and so like, I mean, we have enough of like issues in general life, and when we watch a movie.
I think my counter to that is that a lot of people don't focus on these issues and aren't aware of these issues.
Yeah.
And hence, I think it's important that people make movies about this.
I agree. I think we're very hypocritical, because when movies are shit, we're like, oh my God, they're shit. And when movies require you to use your brains, we're like, oh my God, why can't a movie be shit? So I think that's fair.
So,
I think it should be a good movie.
Yeah. I'm also just like, Ayushman has been on a good run, and I trust the guy to make good choices when it comes to movies.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think he has a good feel for scripts. And, like, he picks the right kind of movies on his way. So, I feel like he's the only person who's thinking like a normal person.
Yeah.
Like, movies like Student of the Year and stuff. Like, if I was to read that script, I would never say yes to that movie. Like.
And he's the only person who's been very clear that I am not going to go down. I'm only going to do movies that I think are interesting or meaningful in some way. And that I don't care that much about bowing down to, you know, commercial pressure.
I was watching one interview of his where he was, his first movie was Vicky Donor. It's like about this sperm, he's a sperm donor in the movie. And even in that one, he was saying that he took a lot of time to choose this movie for which one he wants to debut with. And I think that kind of shows that he's not just picking any movie that comes his way, but like,
And I think back to Divya's point, I think, you know, this kind of historical events or like something that everyone should know about, people stop paying attention or like stop spending more energy on it. So the fact that, you know, people are making movies on it, make it easier and more understandable for like the younger generations to know what's actually going on. And that's actually very good effort.
I don't think it's just historical. I think this is very
like
much
it's
present.
It's still current. Okay. Yeah, sorry. My ignorance about, you know, India as a whole. But I'm just saying that, you know, because recently there are also other movies about like the Normandy landings, and but they were shooting it from a different perspective, like from the pilots, from like the soldiers and everything else, right? That really make it like very vivid and stays in your mind for like a longer period. So I think this kind of movie will maybe make people think more about like this kind of issues and raise more attentions to social issues like that.
Yeah.
Cool. On that note, I think we're done. Thank you guys for being here.
Well, thank you for having us.
Okay, and hopefully we'll get... Ashley, you're definitely going to be back.
Oh, am I?
Whether you want to be or not. For the others, I want you back as well, but I will give you the option. Ashley doesn't have the option.
Thank you.